Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm your host, Emeka. And what this podcast is all about is letting you know that regular people like you and me can invest in real estate to become wealthy. You don't need millions and billions of dollars to invest in real estate. You can actually invest in real estate with little to no money down. I'm just here to let you know that as long as you have time and can take action, you can become wealthy. And all it takes is a couple of years for you to honestly become financially free. So tune in. Hope you enjoy. What's going on, Stay Ready crew? It's your boy, your host, Emeka, of the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast. And today we're going to talk about why I think people don't like being in real estate, why people think it's risky, and ultimately why most people are afraid to invest in real estate. And it's a very opinionated podcast, but that's okay. We'll win some, we'll lose some. But doing two flips, having 32 units in multifamily, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from my teammates. I call them my teammates or my partners. I've learned a lot from doing these two flips. One flip I'm currently in the bathroom right now. And the reason I believe that a lot of people are scared, or a lot of people talk bad about real estate, or why people don't believe in it, is strictly because the decision-making that goes into it, right? Because we're making very big decisions. A lot of people know what to do. Very few people decide to do it. A lot of people know that real estate is good for them. It is a great asset. It's not the only great asset, but it is a great asset. But most people who talk down on real estate could be because the decisions you have to make, or they made bad decisions, which led them to have a bad experience in the real estate deal. And now they talk crap about it any chance they get. And quite frankly, right, no one can make the most perfect decisions all the time. We have to make, I think, like 35,000 decisions a day. I think that's what people have to make. But at the end of the day, it's tough. It is hard. And making the right decision doesn't come necessarily too often. But once you understand that making the decision is the important thing, and then acting on that decision is also important, then there is no reason not to fall in love with real estate and not to go in, deep dive, right into the thick of things, make an offer, buy a house. Because real estate is so great for you. And I think the way the world is going with AI, increasing people's job skills, making companies need less people, I think there's going to be a need to have an extra job. I think one day that the average home price is going to be $1 million. And it's going to happen right before our eyes. I think the average home price right now is 400 grand. And I think it did not take for that price to double from the previous lower prices. And it's important. It's important because people need to own homes and own assets that are not necessarily just in stocks or quite frankly, that's it, or their retirement. Because people need to realize that having a job, having an income does not make you wealthy. Making a lot of money helps you, yes, but that's never guaranteed. There's plenty of people who retired with a great pension or a great job and a great retirement, but those same people didn't have AI in their 20s and 30s. So AI is going to change things, and we can't really comprehend how it's going to change the world, quite frankly, because it's something that has not been done yet. It's impossible to think of something that has not been done that you haven't experienced in the past, right? So that makes real estate oh so more important, and your decisions even more important. Because as I sit here in this flip, as I sit here looking at the progress of an actual asset that I've invested in, I'm investing time, sweat, money, and blood into this deal, there was a lot of decisions that had to be made, right? The bathroom I'm currently standing in was down a lot. I think maybe like a couple feet. It was a really bad foundation. And it costs a lot of money. And I had to decide if I should continue to try to find people who are going to fix it for cheap, or find someone that was not too expensive, but definitely more expensive, but they had the better warranty, and I could feel better about sleeping at night that this house wouldn't fall, right? It sounds like an easy decision, right? You just pay more for the security, but also it's going to go over budget by $20,000 or $40,000, right? So if you can find someone who can just keep the house straight, not fall, and flip it and flip it quickly, that's okay. But what about 5 years later when something bad happens, if something bad happens? So there's a lot of different decisions that went on to just picking the foundation guy and the block guy so I can complete the interior of this bathroom. And those are the same kinds of decisions that are nonstop throughout real estate investing. Someone literally drove into one of our 6 units, and while someone was living there, right? And we were 2 days, this was 2 days after we were supposed to close, we gave them an extension. And that sucks. But now we have to decide, okay, do we just fix it really quick? Do we get the city involved and try to get permits? Do we fix it before insurance? Should we wait for insurance to tell us? Do we trust our insurance broker? There's a lot of decisions to be made, and it's not easy. And it's sometimes fun making the decision that's the right decision, but it sucks when we make the decision that's not the right decision. And those are the decisions that are most important, because those are the lessons that that teach us everything that we need to know about ourselves, right? How did we react? How did we feel? And how did we handle? And what was the outcome of the situation and the situation at hand? And it's nonstop. It's literally nonstop. And I enjoy it. I love it. I love the hustle because I believe in real estate and why I'm doing it. But there's a lot of decisions that aren't easy that take time. And you also have to understand that time itself is a factor into another decision when it comes to real estate. For an example, I had to wait 3 months to get the foundation fixed. I could have got the foundation fixed first, but I was waiting on engineering because I trusted that the structural and the engineers would come to some agreement with, and give clear instructions on the foundation people. Foundation people said they didn't need it, but this is a house that could potentially fall if it's not fixed. So you get the idea at this point. Real estate isn't easy. It's not meant to be easy. It's meant to be hard, and it's meant to be hard for the greater good. I've said this multiple times as well, that most things that are worth doing are typically hard, and real estate investing is a hard thing worth doing. So don't listen to the noise, right? Trust yourself, trust your gut, trust me. I assume that's why you're watching this or listening to this, and trust that real estate is going to help make a lot of people and a lot of families a lot wealthier, so they do not have to worry about the future for their children, their grandbabies, and they can also live life to the absolute fullest. And to have a life like that, that you want, that you're okay with going after and keeping, it requires making many, many, many tough decisions. And if you can make a tough decision, make that offer, demo that house, stop fixing a house that you're guzzling money out and just put it for sale. There's so many different reasons, but if you can just make the decision for your next move, for your future, and that decision is going to change you for the rest of your life, whether you think so or not. It just requires making a decision. And in real estate investing, most likely the decision will be tough. Now what? Until next time. See ya. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed. My goal with these podcasts is to help you get 1% better every single day. And if you enjoyed, please like and subscribe and go to my YouTube channel, because I post real life deals and the ongoing things that I'm doing to let you know that I'm walking the talk and not just talking about it, not just yapping. So hope to see you next week. Till next time.